KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon with highs around 80. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 60. Partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 83. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 74.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly announced that the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services is receiving more than $3.6 million as part of a five-year federal grant to implement youth suicide prevention and early intervention strategies. The funding will help reduce suicides and suicidal ideation in Kansans aged 10 to 24. Improving mental health in every community, including among our youngest Kansans, is essential to creating a healthy, thriving Kansas, said the governor. This funding will further our efforts to reduce suicide rates by providing support and resources for Kansans in crisis. The funding for the Garrett Lee Smith State Tribal Suicide Prevention Program grant comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. It will support KDADs in reaching young Kansans through schools, educational institutions, juvenile justice systems, substance use programs, mental health programs, and the foster care system. The grant funding tells young people across Kansas that we hear you asking for support and help, and your voices are being heard. KDAD Secretary Laura Howard said, this federal funding allows us to implement effective programs at the local level where we can reach our younger population who are struggling with their mental health and guide them to the resources they need in their community. Mental health is health, and it's critical we treat it as such, said Representative Sharice Davis. Through this new programming, we can help reach kids who are struggling and ensure they are supported and cared for. I'm proud to have helped bring these much-needed resources home to create healthy, resilient communities in Wyandotte County and across the state of Kansas. To read more, go to our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. K-State Research and Extension will be doing a program on advanced health care planning. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. This class is for anyone that has an interest in planning for their future. Don't wait until you are in crisis mode. That'll be at the Osborne Public Library, 325 West Main, there in Osborne. There'll be a farmer-to-farmer drought meeting from 10 a.m. to noon on Thursday, June 15th. Mitchell County Conservation District is partnering with Farm Service Agency to bring you information about drought programs available to farmers this year. Meeting will be held in the meeting room of First Bank of Beloit. For more info, call 738-5172. And the Downs Golf Club is hosting a two-person scramble golf tournament June 17th this Saturday starting at 9 a.m., $60 per team. Entry fee includes meals, skins, mulligans, and hole prizes. Contact Heather at 454-1237. And don't forget, the Downs Celebration is taking place this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's the Moore's Greater Shows Carnival each night. Also, there are kids' bike races on Thursday, a kids' pedal pull on Thursday night at 7. There's bingo. There is a beer garden every night. And there are pre-sale tickets available until sold out for the carnival. There's a golf cart poker run on Friday evening. Also, Downs Arts Council Variety Show Friday evening at 7. There's a magic show at 7:30. Lazy Wayne Band Live on Friday night at 9 o'clock in the beer garden. No cover charge. and then many activities, including a celebration car show, junior chamber fun run and walk, and then the golf tournament. There's a horseshoe tournament, disc golf, an art show, and the Downs High School Alumni Open House all taking place on Saturday. So you can check all of that out. And then also on Saturday, free swimming at Downs Sitting Pool. There is the carnival again, the parade at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, and then Jared Pete Guile live in the beer garden, and beer garden at 8, and the music starts at 9. Downs Lions Hamburger Stand open each evening. You can learn more or go to the Facebook page of the Downs Chamber of Commerce to learn more about the Downs celebration. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Over to Struis, Lowry three. That one misses. Rebound down to KCP. 8 seconds left to go. Casey's across the timeline, and he'll dribble it out. The 47-year wait is over. The Denver Nuggets stand on top of the NBA world. They are champions. And Nuggets fans from sea to shining sea can rest or die in peace.
Well, more on the Nuggets winning their first NBA title momentarily. Also, the Kansas City Royals suffering a tough loss again on Monday night. They DFA'd a veteran player as well. The College World Series field is set, and the Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. As heard moments ago, the Denver Nuggets won their first ever NBA championship Monday night, beating the Heat 94-89 in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Early turnovers and mediocre free throw shooting nearly doomed the Nuggets. They trailed by 10 early in the second quarter, but worked their way back into the game by the middle of the third. They took the lead in the final seconds before Kyle Lowry made a three to put Miami up 71-70 at the end of the quarter. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope made a three to put Denver up 7 with just over 4 minutes to go. But the Heat fought back and took two brief leads in the final 2 minutes. However, trailing 89-88, the Nuggets scored the final 6 points in the last minute and a half with four straight free throws from Caldwell Pope and Bruce Brown to ice it. Nikola Jokic, who was named the MVP of the finals, led the way with a 28-point, 16-rebound double-double, and Michael Porter Jr. saved his best game of the series for last with 16 points and 13 boards. Nuggets coach Michael Malone said the team is happy, but they want more.
You go from an upstart to a winner, and a winner to a contender, and a contender to a champion. And the last step is, after you're a champion, is to be a dynasty. So we're not satisfied. We accomplished something this franchise has never done before, but we have a lot of young, talented players in that locker room, and I think we just showed through 16 playoff wins what we're capable of on the biggest stage in the world. And the best part about it is the people I just did that with. I mean, I love those guys.
An impressive off-court note in the win. Nuggets owner Stan Kroenke has now seen his teams win three titles in the last 18 months as his Rams won Super Bowl 56 in January of 2022, and the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup a year ago.
Oh! High fly ball, left field, home run, Kansas City.
A 421-foot blast from Salvador Perez forced extra innings for the Royals on Monday night, but unfortunately for them, it didn't hold up.
Turned on, handled in third, fired home, tag on Friedel, he's out! He says no, check it! Called out of the plate, and a wag of the finger by Friedel. Here we go.
After review, there is no blocking the plate violation. However, the out call is overturned.
There it is! He's safe! And the Reds lead!
That run gave the Reds a 5-4 win in the end. Another night where the Royals took an early lead up 3-0, but couldn't hold on. The offense 1-14 with runners in scoring position.
I think it varies, you know, at bat to at bat. I mean, we were challenged on some at bats and missed some pitches to hit, and other at bats hit the ball pretty well and didn't get anything for it. I don't think there's one reason we didn't drive guys in. The end result is we didn't.
Mac Quatero's group is now 18-48, having lost 7 straight, 10 of their last 11. Game 2 of the 3-game set between the Reds and Royals is at 7:10 tonight at the K. Prior to Monday night's game in KC, the Royals designated outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr. for assignment and called up outfielder Darren Blanco. Bradley hit just 133 with one homer in 43 games for the Royals this season. He was an All-Star in 2016, ALCS MVP for the Red Sox in 2018, but has struggled at the plate since 2021. Blanco has played 49 games at AAA Omaha. He's hitting 347 and has 47 stolen bases this season. Also on the diamond, the College World Series bracket is set for Omaha, starting on Friday.
1-1 to Bowser. Bowser skies this one. And they don't spot it. Kennedy looking for it, and it drops. Stanford wins. And is going to Omaha. Wow.
That pop-up fell between four Texas defenders as Stanford picked up a 7-6 win in the ninth, despite the Longhorns coming back from 3-0 and 6-3 deficits. The final team to punch their ticket to Omaha was Tennessee, which picked up a 5-0 win over Southern Miss. College World Series games start in bracket 2 Friday as Oral Roberts faces TCU at 1 o'clock, Florida against Virginia at 6 o'clock at TD Ameritrade Park. Bottom bracket will feature matchups between Wake Forest and Stanford at 1 on Saturday. LSU faces Tennessee at 6 o'clock. Full bracket can be found at NCAA.com. Finally, in sports and hockey, the Vegas Golden Knights have their chance to win their first ever Stanley Cup tonight. They take on the Panthers in Game 5 of the finals in Las Vegas. Golden Knights are up 3-1 in the series. The puck drops at 7 o'clock on TNT. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 of the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.